Are you wanting to create a highly prosperous photography business doing what you love? Or maybe you have a great business already and want to up your game? Then you're in the right place. Master Craftsman photographer Lucy Dumas and her guests are here to support you on your journey. Now here's your hostess and tour guide, Lucy.
Always do your best. When you don't do your best, you are denying yourself the right to be you. That is by Don Miguel Ruiz from The Four Agreements. And you'll understand why I picked that in a minute. So welcome, everybody. This might be a short episode, even shorter than my other little solo quickies, because I caught a bug, a cold, and I've been trying, here comes a little cough. I've been trying for a week to get over a cough so that I could record. And what's happened is this has continued, and I was going to do a lot of recording this week, and I've had to reschedule. So there might be some repeat episodes next week or the one after while I'm getting to the point where I can re-record. Hope this is making sense, because right now I'm doing my best with where I am. And my brain is fuzzy and squishy, and my voice is not great. So I'm going to keep this quick, but I wanted to just keep my weekly commitment to you to have a little something to say and not have you worry about, why was there not that? So I love The Four Agreements, and I find it's one of the most powerful books and concepts about how to live life, how to be successful, how to be happy with yourself, how to forgive others, and even beyond forgive, how to pretty much hold people blameless, because first of all, it's easy to make assumptions about people. It's easy to take things personally. We're all, I think, out here in the world doing the best we can and not as mindful of anyone else other than ourselves as we think other people are thinking about us. Hoping that makes a little sense. So let me read you, and I'm going to give you a little bit of something in here about what's going on and something that can maybe be useful for you. But anyway, number four is always do your best. Your best is going to change from moment to moment. It will be different when you're healthy as opposed to sick. Under any circumstance, simply do your best, and you will avoid self-judgment, self-abuse, and regret. And that has been so powerful for me, because I call myself a recovering perfectionist. And the recovering part is because I've learned that I'm not the same at any given moment, and that doing my best doesn't mean always be your potential best, because that's unrealistic. And also, it makes it really hard to live. So today, if you're watching the video, I have no makeup on. My lighting's okay. I look a little bit scruffy. I put some lipstick on. That's the best I could do. And I'm getting this. I'm making this happen. So I'm excited about all of that. Okay, something that I wanted to kind of share about what's been going on in my life that connects to all of this is that I set goals actually about a year ago, and it's taken some time to pull some of these together. My home is over 100 years old now, and the paint job that I had done decades ago needed to be redone. There is a little pantry that I had a goal of getting really nice IKEA kitchen pantry materials done. And so I intentionally set some goals for that with some timelines. And why am I mentioning this? So my house is painted and the pantry got built. And then I got sick. So I haven't put all the things in the pantry organized. I haven't decorated the outside of my house with plants and made sure things were put away so that you can really see the beauty of it. You know, it put me to a standstill for the last week and a half. I'm not sure where this came from, but there's little boys that walk around the block. And when they see me, if I happen to be out on my porch, they run up and give me a great big hug. And I think I might have gotten it from that hug. And those hugs mean everything to me as a person in this little home, living by herself. So anyway, another thing that's come up in this that I wanted to share is the importance of acceptance. And that is an across-the-board power stance. Is wherever you are in your business, in your life, in your health, in your education, your photography, your hobbies, where you are reading a book, whatever you're doing, accepting that where you are is where you are and not putting energy into the frustration about it as much as possible can be very powerful and useful and allow us to relax. I noticed when I was kind of coughing in a way that I had a hard time breathing. When I started to like calm myself and accept instead of being like afraid, oh my gosh, I can't catch a breath, then I was able to relax and then I had more ability to work through that. And yeah, and I accept that my brain right now is a little mushy, so there's that. But even like, I don't know if you've heard the story of the farmer who found a horse when he was out in a field. But this is so powerful. Farmer, I think it's a Buddhist story. Farmer's out in his field and this beautiful horse shows up in his field. And the neighbors all say, oh, yay, how fortunate. And he says, I don't know. Could be good, could be bad. Okay, so his son was riding the horse and fell and broke his leg. And everyone said, oh, how unfortunate. And he said, I don't know. Could be good, could be bad. So then the army came through the villages, took all the able-bodied men to go off to war and be soldiers. But because his son had a broken leg, they didn't take him. And all the neighbors said, oh, that's so fortunate. And he said, I don't know. Could be good, could be bad. And that story could go on and on and on and on. So perspective, not getting locked into either what's wonderful or what we don't like, looking for the places to be grateful, looking for the places to make change, is a very powerful stance. And I'll give you an example, and this is another reason I might have a little cold. I've been down for the count for 8 days, pretty much. not COVID, I did take a COVID test. As I was in small claims court because I hired a painter and he did a terrible job. And so I've sued him because I had paid him quite a bit of advance for work that then he didn't do, because at a certain point I had to fire him. And he never tried to pay me back for the unused portion. And I had quite a bit of repair that I had to pay for. So anyway, that's pretty stinky, but I took him to court and I won. And so that's the awesome thing. But so the person that was painting next door had seen what my original painter had done, felt sorry for me, and gave me a great price to finish the job. And he's the nicest man in the world. And from knowing him, when I had my electricity go out in my house, yeah, could be good, could be bad, I met the nicest man who was extremely professional, very affordable. We collaborated to try to problem solve because it was a big deal. My house has old, what's it called, knob and tube in some areas. So, you know, the chain of events, bad painter, good painter, good, bad, the electricity went out, good that that I found this new guy. And there's more goodness that's come from all of that. And in our businesses, when we take that attitude of like, yes, it's fine to be upset when things don't go our way, but to accept, to, you know, keep an open mind and open heart about what might come from it. Or sometimes it's just like, I don't usually say a curse word, but this is one time I loved, and it really helped me when decades ago, there were bumper stickers that said shit happens. And I was always so upset and resistant to the idea that sometimes things just happen. And it really takes so much pressure off situations when instead of like, oh, if I hadn't done this, or if I hadn't done that, or this person did this, or oh, I just tripped over that and broke my foot, or like in my case, I was in Hawaii and I was in a particular spot just on the shoreline where two waves came from directions, scooped the sand out under my feet, broke my pinky finger. It was over where it didn't deserve to be or need to be. And it's hard for me in circumstances like that to accept that I was doing my best. But at the time, my best was not paying attention to some signs that maybe that wasn't a good spot to go get in the ocean, but stuff happens. So I guess the point is, be easy on yourself, be easy on other people, but also look for those opportunities. Keep a clear mind. When I had my major health issues and surgeries and things, I found that when I was worrying and afraid, like that part was the worst. And when I started breathing through it and listening to self-hypnosis tapes about preparing for surgery and healing, and just like letting the fear energy, the anxiety energy go, everything was so much easier. I healed faster, and just anxiety is really uncomfortable. And anywho, I think that might be all that I have to say for today. And I'm excited that I was able to keep going. And I got to check and see if I did indeed keep recording. Yes, I didn't want to have to do that all over again. And, you know, sometimes I have to accept my bangs. It's just a joke that I'm a little phobic about my bangs. And some days they're great, and some days they're not. So I need to tell my bangs, good job, you're always doing your best. And your best is going to change from day to day. Let's see. I think that's it. And thank you to my editor for being patient with me about this episode. And we'll see how it goes next week. And yes. So if you haven't already gone to LucyDumasCoaching.com, I would love to have you go there and send me a little email or a little note, or book a 20-minute conversation about anything. If you want me to look at your pricing or your website, or if you've just got something you're stuck on, I love to help and share. That's why I do this podcast. That's why I'm a business coach as well as a photographer. So, oh, just want to tell you something you might enjoy. I love coincidences. And actually, there's two. So I went to urgent care because I just want to make sure that I was not in trouble, that I didn't have COVID and you know, or bronchitis or pneumonia. And the doctor was super nice. We got to talking and I told him a little about the growth I'd had in my sinus and the extent of the surgeries and things. And he said, my mom has something in that same spot. And they've been looking for a doctor. She went to Stanford. She went to UCSD in San Diego. And my doctor is the top in his field. And he and a partner have designed a kind of surgery that makes it so that you can have an easier procedure. So the coincidence that I met this doctor who has a mother that really needs to go to a special specialist. We both were just like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. So that was the more serious one. And I'm holding her up for healing. So the other thing, I do Wordle every morning, kind of keeps my brain a little bit functioning. And this is not a spoiler alert because it was a while ago, but the answer was L-U-C-I-D. Now, my name is Lucy Dumas or Lucy D, L-U-C-I-D. Of course, the word is lucid. But the fun part, I thought that was super fun. I was on my porch. Some neighbors were walking by and I said, hey, I just did my Wordle. And these were stranger neighbors, not people that know my name. And the answer today was my name. And he goes, your name is Lucy? I said, yeah. And he said, my mom's name is Lucy too, with an I. So that little magic moment of, first of all, that he knew it was Lucy when I said that. And then I don't know if imagine his mom might have texted and said, guess what? Wordle is my name or something. But anyway, life is full of wonder, isn't it? Surprises and fun. So that's it for now. I'm going to send this off so that we can get it posted. Hopefully not too late in my normal cycle. Don't forget that if you want to like think, oh, how scruffy does she look? Go to my YouTube channel, which is The Profitable Photographer with Lucy Dumas. Anyway, and say hi there. I'd love if you would subscribe. And remember, you're amazing and you're always doing your best. Just keep showing up. That's how business grows. That's how success grows. Don't let anything take you all the way to inactive. Although it's okay to be that for a time. I've been pretty inactive this last 8 days, but my job has been to manage my issue and that has been enough. All right. Send you a big hug, but cootie free, and talk to you later.
You have been listening to The Highly Profitable Photographer with Lucy Dumas. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please rate, subscribe, review, and share. To connect one-on-one and learn more about our coaching programs, just go to lucydumascoaching.com. Until next time, go have fun photographing and selling your work.